Religion in the hands of man is a strange thing to observe. They come at you with a fast one, and then they throw a curve. Just when you think you know where they're going, they'll try to run you off the road. They even take the simple Bible and make it sound like it's all in code. Religion in the hands of man is a maze of secret doors. They read caution, do not enter, and that caused most of the wars. Freedom is the first thing taken so that armies can take form. When darkness rules the people, every day is just another storm. The unapproachable God, that's what we've been taught. He made us all like puppets and totally void of thought. That's the nourishment we're given, and there's poison in those seeds. But we won't hear that down upon our knees. Religion in the hands of man is never ever for our best. Even taken in small doses, it's guaranteed to leave you messed. It has very, very little substance, and it'll starve your hungry soul. You'll be feeling like a kid at Christmas who only gets a lump of coal. Religion in the hands of man is all twisted and abused. It takes life from the hopeless, and I'm sure God's not amused. 'Cause he came to us in a manger to bring joy to those who believe. But the big boys that talk of heaven have lots of no good up their sleeve. The unapproachable God, that's what we've been taught. He made us all like puppets and totally void of thought. That's the nourishment we're given, and there's poison in those seeds. But we won't hear that down upon our knees. Religion in the hands of man is not what God intended, but the higher-ups that rule us are the ones that still defend it. And those of us who don't follow are given a real rough ride. But when it all shakes down up yonder, we'll see who's really gonna get inside. Religion in the hands of man is a strange thing to observe. I read it in the Bible, how they crucified the Lord. That a mean streak 10 miles long, this need to be adored. Not an ounce of love amongst them, but they sure did love to teach. The word God man on their labels. They always got the front row seats. When Jesus hit the scene, they were there at every turn. They said defending God's great name was their duty and concern. They threw rocks at well-known scriptures. They were masters of their craft. The kind of guys you'll find in heaven, yeah. They were the loyalest of staff. And their golden rule was that the big dogs rule. but I'm nobody's fool. Those boys were just plain cruel. They gave a bad name to religion, and lots of blood was shed. They were never short on answers, but no one knew just what they said. We were one part politician, two parts Attila the Hun. They were the perfect ones for the job. They had a big machine to run. They built a bunch of buildings where the people were corralled. Lots of hustle and activity. They made sure all rumors were dispelled. Those who asked hard questions were quickly all removed. There was nothing left to chance, or their master's scheme might come unglued. And their golden rule was that the big dogs rule. But I'm nobody's fool. Those boys were just plain cruel. Now those are real old stories. Most would say those days are gone. The bad guys don't exist now. No more swords are drawn. Who would want to break a heart? That conduct's just not humane. The fact is, it's well covered up, but it still happens just the same. They're writing books and on the screen, no one even blinks. I don't mean to make it sound so crude, but what they're doing really stinks. They sing and preach and author stuff with power in their sights. If you let them in your life, my friend, they'll take your freedom and your rights. And their golden rule is that the big dogs rule. But I'm nobody's fool. Those boys are just plain cruel. And their golden rule is that the big dogs rule. Don't be nobody's fool. Those boys are just plain cruel.